Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor at First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? We've looked at Jesus' humanity and several implications following it. Now we're going to shift gears and take a closer look at Jesus' deity. Jesus is a man, but Jesus is so much more than a man. While he is fully man, he is also fully God. This morning we'll look at what's called Jesus' preeminence. I'm going to read Colossians 1, 15 through 20. It's worth reading the whole thing for our point this morning, so listen carefully. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Now there is so much to look at here, but for our purposes I want to focus in on two words, preeminent and firstborn. To be preeminent is to be the greatest, to surpass all others. And to be the firstborn can actually mean a couple of things. The most obvious meaning is the literal meaning of the compound words, to be born first. You might alternatively say, to be the oldest sibling. The point is simply, it's being born first, firstborn. However, the Bible uses this in another way as well. To be the firstborn isn't always to be born first. It's to have certain rights, privileges, or authority. Now, this typically came by being the literal firstborn, but it was possible for those to pass to another, as is the case with Esau and Jacob. So, putting these words together, this passage isn't teaching that Jesus is some created being who at one point in time came into existence. No, Jesus is the eternal Son of God. As our passage said, he created all things. He was before all things. He holds all things together. The fullness of God dwells in him. He is the visible image of the invisible God. So really, what this means is that Jesus is superior. Listen to Hebrews 1, 1-4. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Jesus is not merely a man. He is the ultimate man. He is the exact image of God in the flesh. Jesus is superior in every way. Here's a question for us to dwell upon today. Do we treat Jesus as though he is preeminent, superior, distinguished far above all others? He is not just a man. He is God in the flesh, and as such, he is worthy of our dedicated devotion. So follow him, because only he is worthy.